Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
As if I'm just not busy enough. I know, it's crazy. Every Friday night, I host a special hour of the Kim Komando Show for WLS in Chicago. It's the latest tech news, tips, and of course, conversations with all great callers. Now, if you like what you hear, you can get this hour as part of the Kim Komando Show podcast on Team Apple. Just go to Apple Podcasts and search for Kim Komando Show. Team Android, you can listen as part of the Komando community. You want to sign up at community.komando.com. Now, and enjoy the show. I always like to kick things off with something fun and interesting. And if you think that your cell coverage is bad, imagine what it would be like on the moon. Well, it turns out, I know, this is crazy to think about, you just might get more bars on the moon. See, here's what happened. Nokia has launched the first lunar 4G network on the moon. Yes, I did say on the moon. It's going to help with research, and they say someday support a human colony, because after all, we can't live anywhere without Wordle, X, and of course, the Luna TikTok. Oh, yeah. And on that happy note, welcome, ladies and gentlemen. I'm, of course, Kim Komando, your beloved digital goddess, here with you once again. And you're about ready to get more tech smarts because, let me tell you, every single thing is now a tech thing. And if you're a brand new listener to the show, so glad to see you. And if you are a regular listener, welcome back. You can find my award-winning show in over 420 top stations across the United States. You can also find us as a commercial-free podcast over at Apple. Just search for Kim Komando Show or Inside the Komando Community. And I did say commercial-free. All right, two things I need from each and every one of you. The first thing is that the best way for us to continue to grow the show is for you to tell at least one friend. And number two, tell me what you want to hear more of, what you like. Just drop me a note over at komando.com. Hit the link that says email Kim. Just for you, dear one, I check out at least 35 different websites every single day to make sure that we're both up to date in the tech universe. And here are the top five things you need to know that's happening in the tech world right now. And let's start with number one. Let me tell you, we have more than enough data to know beyond all doubt that social media is harmful for our kids. But for some reason, we're surprised by the skyrocketing numbers of teens with all kinds of things like eating disorders, gender confusion, anxiety, violent behavior. When social media has been prompting these topics to our teens, well, for over a decade. But in Florida, there's a new law, and it's going to try to stop kids from getting on social media. Can it work? Well, let me explain. The new Florida law requires social media companies to close and delete all accounts believed to be used by kids under the age of 14. But there are powerful, and yes, even evil forces aligned to stop this law. Arkansas, Ohio, and Utah, they tried it. TikTok and Meta's Instagram won injunctions in both Arkansas and Ohio. And there's a war going on right now for the hearts and souls of our kids. I mean, of course, we cannot completely shield them from the world's evils, but we don't have to be blind to it either. Let me tell you, this law needs our support. Moving on to number two, we're going to talk about cell phone jammers on Amazon. Even though they're against the law, you can find them for sale on Amazon. Talking about cell phone blockers, Wi-Fi blockers, drone blockers, radar jammers, and more. But now the FCC is finally moving to stop it all. And the market is big for cell phone jammers. Restaurants, churches, movie theaters, they would love, love, love to install them if they were legal. Some do it anyway. Radar jammers interfere with police speed radar. GPS blocking devices will prevent your car from being tracked. Wi-Fi jammers are just a favorite for burglars to jam up home and business wireless security cameras. Drone jammers can bring down a nearby intrusive hobby drone. You know, and everyone can think of a way that they should use one of these devices, but there's just one problem. Federal law makes the operation, the marketing, or the sale of any jamming device illegal. No exceptions, not for classrooms, homes, businesses, or even law enforcement. None, nada. Moving on to number three, let's talk about EVs. The government's war on gas-powered cars is about to cost us all a fortune. I've already talked about the Biden's administration's new plans to force you into an EV, even though you don't want one. Today, how much is it going to cost you? Of all the new cars sold last year, only 7% were electric. That's it, just 7%. You see, we have rejected wholesale, as Americans, EVs, limited range problems, long recharging times, higher repair costs. But even though you don't want an EV, this is what's going on. The Environmental Protection Agency rules set the emission standards of gas-powered vehicles so strict that the cost of a gas car is going to be driven up to a point where it's just no longer affordable. Now, right now, the five-year cost of operating a gas-powered car is $74,000 for an EV. Yeah, it jumps to $20,000, $93,000. Moving on to number four, the Chinese robots are here. China claims that they're ready to put an affordable humanoid robot into every home, including yours. You know, over at my house, I recently unpacked Astro. That's Amazon's small home security guy. Basically, a mobile Ring doorbell that walks around the house. I'm going to tell you more about that as I start using it. It looks a lot like Disney's WALL-E. But Astro is a far cry from, say, Isaac Asimov's iRobot or Robin Williams' Bicentennial Man or the Jetsons. Which brings me back to the Beijing Humanoid Robot Innovation Center. They say that they're going to start mass production of affordable humanoid home robots. And they're counting on Americans to buy one for every house. So our phones are tracking us every second. Millions and millions of Chinese-made DJI drones are flying in American airspace. Let's talk about TikTok. Yeah, communist China national security threat. So would you allow a Chinese robot into your home? China's betting that you're going to say yes. Oh, speaking of, here's one that you can tell your kids. What do you feed a hungry robot? What do you feed a hungry robot? Anyone? Anyone? Megabytes are okay. Finally, this coming in at number five, we're going to talk about wrist-worn fitness devices. Okay, everybody's wearing one, but guess who's not? Professional athletes. Yeah, they're dumping the trackers because they say that measuring the number of steps that you take every day while tracking your heart rate, it's a big deal, right? But these digital devices are working too well. From pros to average folks just getting exercise, the story is the same. Fitness devices have become addictive. So instead of just enjoying the fun, the spirit of exercise, how your heart's doing, how great you're feeling, so many people realize that they're just getting addicted to the data. So the walk, the run, the swim, it's just no longer fun. It becomes a chore to read all the data, compare the progress or lack of it, and then pick up the next day to outdo the day before. So if you're no longer enjoying your daily exercise, do what I did, because I did this about, I don't know, about a year ago. I just dumped the tracker. Yeah, just dumped the tracker. Oh, speaking of, remember, a lot of people don't realize this, that Google owns Fitbit. Yeah, you know what they do? Because after all, now Google can track your steps online as well as offline. All right, coming up, of course, we have all the best calls in the history of talk radio, as well as some great tips like, what should you do if you see the $1 iPhone for sale on Amazon? What should you do? Should you buy it or should you skip it? We have the greatest tech to track teen drivers and what you should do if your credit card is found on the dark web. And of course, you have some really bad jokes and you have me, Kim Commando.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey, if you haven't already, make sure that you enter to win our $500 Amazon gift card. Right now, go to this special address, winfromkim.com. And I want you to remember that address because it's going to be around for a long time. Winfromkim.com, winfromkim.com. Now, if you go there, it's going to ask you for your email address. So why do I want your email address? Well, for two reasons. Number one, if you win, I need to be able to contact you. Number two is that the catch of the entry is that you have to get at least one issue of our free newsletter. That's it. Just one free newsletter. You can unsubscribe at any time, but I think you're going to love it. Once again, the address is winfromkim.com, winfromkim.com. Again, just one newsletter. You're going to love it. You're going to join 500,000 folks who get TechSmart every single day, just 5 minutes or less, because I curate all the news. We have top stories and tips, tricks, and secrets. And there's always a funny meme at the end and some corny jokes along the way. So it's going to brighten your day. You're going to get a lot of tech know-how and you're just going to love it. and you might win $500 in the process. So check it out right now and enter at winfromkim.com. All right, let's see. Who do we start with? How about David in Mobile, Alabama? Hi there, David.
I've been a listener since the 90s, and you have saved me a lot of long trips by just being there on Saturday evening when I'm coming back, probably a four-hour drive, and 3 hours out was you. So I really appreciate you.
Oh, you're a sweetheart. Thank you, David, for telling me such a great story. So how can I help you out?
A couple weeks ago, you mentioned about the interference, the burglars interfering with the Wi-Fi, and you said that you'd have to get direct cameras, but then I still wouldn't be able to see my cameras on my phone. Would I? Or is there a way to do that?
Yeah, let's back up just a second so everybody's on the same page, okay?
Okay.
Is that there are these gangs going all throughout the country, and primarily from South America, Chile, and they approach homes in various neighborhoods. They like to look for modern homes because they can see if anybody's home on the inside. They primarily strike between 5 p.m. and 10 p.m. when people are going out to dinner. And they equip themselves with cell phone jammers and Wi-Fi jammers, as well as a backpack full of crowbars and screwdrivers and things like that. And their whole MO is that they approach a house and they jam up all the signals, cell phone signals, Wi-Fi signals, so that this way, when they break in the house, the cameras don't work. And if you happen to be there, your cell phone doesn't work. And also any alarm that's tied to the cell phone doesn't work either. Yeah. And I know a lot about this firsthand because my house was a target.
I listened to that.
And yeah, it was really frightening. And luckily, the whole Phoenix SWAT team descended upon my home and made sure that nothing bad happened. But we did find a cell phone jammer by the fence, and we did find a backpack full of crowbars and screwdrivers and some trail mix, I guess, in case they got hungry. So in order to prepare for that, they weren't able to actually, let me back up just a second. They came to my house. They tried to jam everything, but they weren't able to do it because everything that we have is hardwired. Because when you build a house, it's easier to hardwire, and you want to do that because you're going to get stronger, faster connections, right?
Right.
But if your house is already built, it's really hard to do that hardwire after the fact. So if you don't want to be a suspect to these type of crimes, you want to shift from wireless to wired because this will deter any Wi-Fi jamming that could possibly happen to your home. And because it's wired, you can still see your cameras from afar. You can still see them on an app. That's not limited just to Wi-Fi. And of course, you want to protect your circuit breakers too. A lot of people are losing them. And so if you have a circuit breaker on the outside of your house, make sure that you put a good solid padlock on that. You also want to make it harder for thieves to break in. Put in some motion sensor lights, some additional cameras, anything that will make it look like your home. Keep your TVs on. And it doesn't take them long to do this. A guy down the street from me, somebody broke in. He left his house at 5 p.m. They broke into his house at 5:05. He knew this because he was driving. And it said that his internet connection was lost. Well, he thought, like everybody else does, right? The internet went down. Well, no, they jammed his Wi-Fi, which shut down the security cameras and shut down his alarm. And they were in and out of the house in about 5 minutes. And they walked away with about $100,000 worth of stuff, including $25,000 cash that he had in his dresser drawer. I don't know anybody else who keeps $25,000 cash in their dresser drawer.
Oh, my goodness.
But that's okay. It is spreading throughout the country. It's not just happening in Phoenix. I've heard it happening in Atlanta, Los Angeles, parts of Chicago. Right. And in Phoenix, they just arrested this morning another three people that are tied to this gang, which means that more people are going to come over to replace these people, right? And so,
of course.
We need to make sure that we have everything that we can to protect ourselves. And when it comes time for technology, these jammers, you can buy one for $40. They're buying the ones that are closer to, say, $150, although they have some that are up as much as $800.
Right. Let me ask you this. Okay. So I have a Ring system, and it only works off of Wi-Fi and cellular. Okay. So if I hook my Ethernet from my modem, as long as my modem still has power to my Ring system hub, then I should be good to go as far as it alerting me that something's wrong.
As long as that hub doesn't then transmit information to and from the doorbell itself by Wi-Fi. As, you know, anytime you put anything in that Wi-Fi puzzle, that's when it's jammed and it's going to be it's not going to be accessible to you.
Well, okay, but if my sensor drops out, it alerts me, and if all of them drop out, I know I've got a problem.
Yeah. And, you know, it's unfortunate. I mean, you think, like, because this is happening throughout the country, that we would be able to, like, say, okay, stop. And these people are coming in, believe it or not, David, on a vacation visa. So,
oh, my goodness.
And yeah, they're coming on vacation to steal from us. Thank you very much. And so, you know, one of the detectives that I spoke to said there's actually, like, this is organized crime that, in South America, they are putting these people primarily between the ages of 18 and 25 through, like, how to break into schools. I mean, how to break into homeschools. I mean, like,
my goodness.
And so, you know, here's how you do it. Now you try it. You got to be fast. And then if you're good enough, that's when you get to go on vacation in the United States.
Wow. My goodness.
So
it just takes all kinds.
Exactly. So, you know, so thanks for your call, because I'm sure that we just helped out a whole bunch of people. And folks, if you're like saying, like, I want to know more about this and how can I see the video of the SWAT team hitting your house, head over to youtube.com/Kim Commando. Once again, that's youtube.com/Kim Commando. And that's where we have spotlighted that video. It's just going viral. Again, it's called A SWAT Team Invaded My House. And again, it's at youtube.com/Kim Commando. David, once again, thanks for your call. And also, you know, it means so much to me that you've been a listener for so long and that I've been able to help you on those long drives, at least, you know, maybe chuckle a little bit and learn a little bit along the way too. Okay, maybe it's happened to you, because it certainly has happened to me. Like, you're sitting there and you're in a public place, right? And you're just tapping away on your laptop, having a great old time. And then suddenly, like, you feel somebody staring at you, right? And you're like, what is that? And then you look over and somebody is shoulder snooping and they are, like, looking at everything on your screen. And you're like, what's going on with that? You know, with a first glance at your screen, what do they see? Well, they might be able to see your name, your username, your passwords, maybe some confidential stuff that you got going on. Studies have found that this kind of hacking is successful. Oh my gosh, listen to this. 91% of the time. That's right, 91% of the time. So how do you protect yourself? Well, what you can get is a privacy screen filter. So as you're thinking about going away for the summer, maybe going on some business trips, whether you're on a train, a plane, or even just on an automobile with somebody else, these are thin, attachable films for your devices that obscure your screen. They may have them for your laptops, of course, and also for your phones. So anyone not directly in front of it, the screen will appear dark. So keeping all sensitive information out of sight. Now, here's another thing, if possible, and I know this isn't always possible. I want you to face the wall or a corner to prevent folks from easily looking over your shoulder. And don't forget, lock your screen whenever you step away, even if it's just for a minute. On Windows, what you're going to do is hit the Windows key and the letter L, get it for lock. On a Mac, it's Command Control Q. Once again, Windows key and L. And then on your Mac, it's Command Control and Q. All right, so there are these big promotions on Amazon. You can get a brand new iPhone 15S, okay, for $1. You're like, yes, this is the deal of a lifetime. Should I get it? Well, before you fall for it, you got to listen to what I have to say here on the Kim Commando Show. All right, so you have that teenage driver. Oh, been there, still there, I'll tell you, is that you're like, oh gosh, I hope he or she just drives so safely and they don't get distracted and they don't play the music too loud and they don't hard brake and they don't accelerate rapidly and they wear their seatbelt, and then the list goes on and on. Well, I have the greatest tech to track teen drivers coming up in just a moment. And then also later on, a tip in case your credit card is ever exposed on the dark web, what you should be doing next. All right. Before we get to all of that and your phone calls, Amazon is selling a brand new iPhone 15 for just a dollar. Just a dollar. Okay. So now, what's the catch? If you start going through all the details, okay, Boost Mobile, it's going to rope you in into a 36-month contract, monthly bills up to $70. Okay, $70. Okay, so when you do the math, okay, you're spending $2,500 for that iPhone 15, $2,500 for that phone. Now, not exactly a steal when you can pick up a certified refurb for about $700. So if you're tempted by that offer that you see on Amazon, before you fall for it or another deal like it, make sure that you always read the fine print. Make sure that you see what the numbers are exactly, because sometimes the deals are just too good to be true and you're going to get ripped off at the end. Again, $700. They should be embarrassed. Boost Mobile should be embarrassed at putting that out there. All right. How about Michael in Jacksonville, Florida? Glad to have you with us, Mike.
Well, I've got a couple little issues that all pile into one situation. My mom is 86 years old and has what we call CRS disease. That's can't remember stuff.
Yes.
And she's getting up there. And she still remembers quite a bit. But and then in 92, I had a computer business, and I got shot. So I'm paralyzed in a wheelchair, and I do an awful lot, but things I can't do. So she has dentures now, and she's worried about the dog, who has never once touched them, but she's like, oh, I got to put them up high because they tend to hurt her if they leave them in permanently. So she puts them up high.
Okay.
Therefore, I can't help look for them. And the last, it's been 2 months since the last time we've seen them.
Ooh.
Is there anything out there that I can, when we do find them, drill a tiny little hole and put a little tracker and seal it up? This has gone on for 3 years. It's getting worse. The poor lady's got to eat something besides, soft serve ice cream.
You're funny, Michael. You are. You're like, Mom, where's your teeth? Okay.
We don't know. That's an honest answer.
All right. Well, I can't help with the teeth that she's lost, but I can help if we get her new ones, okay?
That's cool.
And we're going to send you some links. So you don't have to worry about writing any of this down. Is that we're going to buy a denture case. Okay, so she's going to have to put the dentures in the case.
Okay.
Well, we hope
that happens. That's the part of the problem, but
There's only so much we can do, okay? So,
yeah.
All right, so she puts the dentures in the case. And then there's a company called Tile. And they make something called a Tile Tracker, okay? And the Tile Tracker is about the size of a quarter, which obviously we don't want to put on the case, but Tile makes a sticker, okay? So you can put the sticker on your mom's denture case, and then when she says, I can't find my dentures, and then you can look on your phone and you can say, they're in the kitchen or they're in the bathroom or whatever, wherever they may be, and you put them up high. So, but we were able to find them. But she's, she's going to have to remember to put her dentures in the case. That's the thing.
And that's probably where the problem lies, because I've even printed up a big 8.5 by 11 sign. Put teeth here, which is kind of embarrassing for her when people come to the house. But you know what? I don't care. Because she'll just go, it'll hurt, and she'll just take them out wherever she's at and put them up high. And then so apparently there's nothing that's embedded yet, is there?
No, not yet. I mean, maybe you could put a camera somewhere, so when she puts them up high, that you could have a camera facing down.
And that's an idea.
So you could maybe do something with that. You know, when you're talking about dentures, I had his name was Uncle Pete. You know, and every family has that weird bird, right? Okay, Uncle Pete was our one. Okay, he was a kleptomaniac.
Oh no.
Okay, and so he went to my brother's wedding. And he was coming out, and his jacket was clanking. And my mother opened it up and said, Petey, you got to put the silverware back. Okay. Okay. And he put the silverware back. Okay. Another time he was in, I think, Queens, New York, maybe, or Brooklyn. And he saw the most beautiful diamonds in the window. And he thought, you know what? Those would make nice presents for people. So he smashed the window, took all the diamonds, okay?
Oh, my.
And then when he got caught by the cops, he said, you know, officer, I was just trying to protect those diamonds from people stealing them. That's just going to hold them. So,
wow.
So one day my mother goes and she sees Uncle Pete because he's in a home by now, right? And he walks. She walks in, and he looks great. She said, "You know, she hadn't seen him look that good in so long. He's got, you know, his hair looks good, and his complexion looks good, and he's got, obviously he's got a lot of rest." And she says, "You know, Pete, Uncle Pete, you look fabulous." And he's got this big smile, and he said, "Yeah, I got me some new teeth. I got new teeth." Okay, and my mom says, Where'd you get those teeth? And he says, oh, from the guy down the hall.
Oh, no. Give me heebie-jeebies on that one.
So Uncle Pete, so we'll just make sure that Uncle, well, maybe what we ought to do is, you know, tell your mom that she needs to ask Uncle Pete where her dentures are, you know, something like that. But yeah. So you hang on the line and we'll send you, we're going to send you off a link to that denture case and the tile tracker. It's, you know, it's going to set you back about $35 to at least try it, which isn't a lot, but you know, who knows? It might actually work. And Michael, thanks for your call. Hey, by the way, if you're just too shy to come on a big time show and podcast, I get that. And you could always drop me your questions over on the website, hit commando.com. And then there's a link that says email Kim. Again, KOMANDO.com, commando.com, and hit the link that says email Kim. All right, with distractions from cell phones, the need for speed, the lack of experience, teen drivers are at a higher risk of accidents than any other age group, but tech can help. The CDC says crash rate per mile is 1.5 times higher for a new driver. So to keep tabs on how your teens are driving, apps can certainly help. Now, for starters, Life360 has a $14.99 a month plan that tracks how fast your kid's going, if they're using their phone while driving, and a lot more. Then there's Bounce. It's an $80 device you can find on Amazon. Once plugged into your car, you can use the app to track behaviors like speed. Even look into vehicle health if you want. Now, finally, if you're an Apple family, both the Apple Watch and iPhone have automatic crash detection. So when a crash is detected, the device will contact emergency services and you automatically. Just make sure that you have the location services enabled and add your name to your teen's emergency contacts under the medical ID. If you need the steps for that, we got them. Free for the taking over at commando.com. All right, still to come, we have more of your phone calls as well as what to do if your credit card is ever exposed on the dark web here on the Kim Commando Show. Hey, if you haven't already, here's my reminder. I want to give you $500. But you have to enter to win at winfromkim.com. Once again, that's winfromkim.com. Well, it's $500 to use on Amazon, and you do have to get at least one issue of my newsletter, but you can unsubscribe at any time. And again, to enter, that's winfromkim.com, winfromkim.com for that $500 Amazon gift card. All right, Donna in Raleigh, North Carolina, glad to have you with us.
I have a question. I'm an older person, and we have... my cousin has some negatives that she won't give away, but I want to go see her and make copies of them. And these are like, some of them are like 2 by 3 inches big and or long. And I don't understand. Some people say, well, copy them to a CD. I don't understand how a CD is going to give me a photograph.
Yeah, because these are antique negatives, right?
Yes, they really are. And I need a way to copy them so I can make a picture of them when I get home.
And what size are these?
Like some of them are like 2 by 3 inches. They're from the big old box cameras like in the 30s and 40s. And one of them is a panoramic thing. It's like 2 feet long, and it's of the Civil War soldiers sitting around. You know, but that's not what I'm going to get. I want the one with the pictures of, and some of them are like regular, I'll say 1 inch by 4 inch long negatives, and then some of them are actual 2 by 3 inches. They're that big. And I don't know how to copy them. I need to make a way to make a copy so when I get home, I can make photographs of them.
Well, what you're going to do is you're going to use a scanner, okay? And you're going to take a scanner with you. And it's a flatbed negative scanner. And so you're going to put the negative in there, and then it's going to make a copy of it. And then it can, you know, save it off to your computer, save off to your phone. Now, you might have to scan it in quarters and then put it together with photo editing software. But another idea before you go to, before you buy a scanner, you're going to look at an Epson, what's called an Epson Perfection V600 scanner. Another idea might be for you to call the local library in that area and tell them what you have, that you have these, you know, 2x3 antique negatives. And ask them about the larger one, too. That's normally, I guess that one's normally, what, about 2 feet by 15 inches, yeah, something like that?
It's about 6 inches tall and about 2 feet long.
Yeah, okay. So sometimes the local libraries, especially in this part of the country, they have the gear that you can use for free. You just have to bring the negatives over to the local library.
Right.
And so so I would definitely, you know, reach out to a local library, maybe even if there is a local historical association that you could tap into. Because I'm just, this way you don't, you know, this way you could just take them somewhere and they've got all the gear and then they can just scan them and then they can email you the pictures. That would be the best. That would be the best case scenario. Then you trying to figure out how to buy a scanner, carry a scanner, and make sure that you're doing it the right way. And You know what I'm saying. It gets to
be... Yeah, I know what you're saying. Believe me, I am just so stupid when it comes to technology.
Well, but you're a smart woman, I can tell. So, you know, call the local library. Find if there's a local historical association near you. And because, what, she won't give you the negatives?
Well, no. She wants to... My cousin lives in Ohio, and she wants to... She thinks, since we don't have any... She doesn't have any children, and there's very few nephews or whatever left and around and on her side of the family. On my side, there's plenty. But and she's thinking about donating them to the local town. And I don't want her to donate them. But anyway, I thought, well, if I can at least get the pictures of the negatives, I can make my own pictures. And no, she's guarding them, believe me.
All right. Well, you know, she's got some reason why she's doing that. But, you know, I'm gonna put you on hold on. So I'm gonna give you we'll give you the exact scanner that you might want to buy. But before you do that, like I mentioned, just, you know, do some research on some local historical associations. You can drop them email. Normally these folks are pretty respondent when you fill out a form on their website, as well as call the local library. And then that might be just an easier way to get it done, because then you get some help along the way too, especially in the library. There's always somebody there who's going to lend a hand. And that's the thing about libraries. A lot of people are sitting there saying, like, you know, I don't go to the library anymore because I don't need books. I get all my digital stuff. Libraries have grown up. Some of them have coffee shops on the inside, 3D printers. They've got cameras that you can borrow. And I mean, it's really phenomenal. If you haven't been to your local library lately, you ought to check it out. All right, let's see. We have time for another phone call. Rodney in Reno, Nevada. Hi there, Rodney.
My phone carrier notified me that by the end of the year, they're going to be dropping my landline. Uh-huh. They're getting out of the landline business. I have an all-in-one printer, and I do use it to fax stuff once in a while.
Okay.
So my question to you is there a fax software, a secure fax software out there? Because I do send personal information.
Oh, okay. Does it need to be HIPAA compliant?
Some of it.
Okay. All right. Because there are different levels of faxes. Okay. Like there's, for example, there's fax zero. Fax zero lets you fax 3 pages 5 times a day for free. Okay. There's also Got Free Fax. There's Hello Fax, and these are all free trials, by the way. But once you start talking about personal information and HIPAA compliant in faxing, which is kind of crazy that we're talking about faxing, because it's like, okay, who faxes anything? You can't send this as like a PDF.
I send as much as I can.
Okay.
PDF, but every once in a while I do run into something that they require a fax.
All right. Okay. So, you know, so if it's not really personal information, then this fax zero is probably okay for you, or this Got Free Fax. Now, if you need to have it HIPAA compliant on a fax, that's where you want to go, fax.plus. That's fax.plus. Plus, PLUS. I don't know how much they're charging lately. I know that they did have a free plan, but I remember seeing something that I thought they were going to start charging. Because, you know, not too many people fax anymore, as you know, right? And so, you know, it's one of these dying technologies, kind of like, you know, an 8-track tape or a CD or a cassette tape. Oh, you know what? We had somebody in the studio. We were talking about mixtapes, and he was, I don't know, 19 years old. And he looks at all of us and goes, "What's a mixtape?" Like, okay, forget that whole thing. If you need these names again, Rodney, I put you on hold, and Amber's happy to send that off to you. And thanks again for your call. Speaking of facts, here's a really bad joke. Ready for it? Why do you have to use email to communicate with a flat earther? Okay, why do you have to use email to communicate with a flat earther? You can't reach them with fax. Oh, I know that one hurt me too. So your credit card details have ended up on the dark web. What should you do next? Well, you know, the dark web, it's a hotbed for illegal activity. Talking about selling drugs, ransomware kits, firearms. You can also find account credentials, passwords, social security numbers, along with financial and personal info up for sale. It's not your fault the company that you had an account with was breached, exposing thousands, millions of people's records. So what do you need to do? One, contact a credit reporting agency like Equifax, TransUnion, Experian. Freeze your credit. This prevents anyone from accessing your credit. And also get in touch with the company that gave you that credit card. Shut down that card and get a new one, especially if your bank was part of the leak. Again, just a reminder, enter to win that $500. Okay, just a reminder, enter to win that $500 Amazon gift card at winfromkim.com. Hey, thanks for listening. Just a reminder, you can get this hour as well as all 3 hours of the Kim Komando Show. For Team Apple, you want to head over to Apple Podcasts and search for Kim Komando Show and then hit the big old subscribe button. Now, if you're on Team Android, listen as part of the Komando community and just head over to community.komando.com. That's community.komando.com. And thanks for being here.
This program is a copyrighted production of Westar Multimedia Entertainment and protected by the copyright laws. Any rebroadcast or use of this program for commercial, business, economic, or financial purposes without the written permission of Westar Multimedia Entertainment is strictly prohibited.